We're all taught in grade school that the human heart is just a pump, right? Like a dumb mechanical piece of meat just squeezing blood through pipes.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, what if it's not? What if your heart is actually a highly sophisticated geometric generator?
Right. Spinning your blood into these microscopic vortexes.
Exactly. And taking it even further, what if the fluids that blood travels through aren't just splashing around chaotically?
Because they actually form highly structured liquid crystals, right?
Yeah, crystals that basically act as an information superhighway for your entire body.
Yeah. Welcome back to our deep dive, everyone. We have been on quite the journey exploring the conceptual origins of the tetramid in our previous discussions.
It's been a wild ride.
It really has. But today, we are opening up a new phase of this exploration. We're focusing completely on Chapter 3 of the Source Materials, which is all about healing and bioresonance.
And let me tell you, the stack of sources on the table today is just, it's mind-bending.
Oh, completely.
It's a total paradigm shift. We are looking at, deep AI analyses from Grok, these open letters addressed to the scientific community from the Trial team,
Right.
and some incredibly comprehensive technical documents outlining this whole tetramid concept.
So our mission for today's deep dive is to figure out how an abstract geometric shape, specifically the tetramid, this four-armed resonance structure, might literally restructure the water in your body.
Which is huge.
Yeah, and rewire your cells and basically rewrite the future of holistic healing. We are moving away from the macrostructure of the universe and zooming right down into the microstructure of your own biology.
Which is exactly where abstract physics
Yeah.
meets your everyday reality.
Okay, let's unpack this. If we are going to talk about healing the human body, we have to start with the most abundant thing inside it. You know, you are roughly 60 to 70% water.
Right.
So any exploration of bioresonance has to start with how acoustic and geometric fields actually affect liquid. But I mean, water is just water, right? It just takes the shape of whatever container it's in.
Well, that's the common assumption. But it's
Yeah.
actually a massive oversimplification.
Okay.
Water isn't just a random jumble of H2O molecules like tumbling over each other.
Yeah.
At a molecular level, water inherently wants to organize itself. It naturally seeks to form tetrahedral bonds.
Wait, tetrahedral? Like a pyramid?
Exactly like a three-sided pyramid with a base.
Yep.
And this happens because of a quantum mechanical reality called the SP3 hybridization of oxygen.
Okay, hold on, hold on. SP3 hybridization.
Yeah, you know.
For those of us who haven't sat in a chemistry classroom for a couple of decades, what does that actually look like in practical terms?
Fair enough. Let's visualize it. Think of a single oxygen atom. It has these electron clouds orbiting it, right?
Okay.
When that oxygen atom bonds with hydrogen atoms to make a water molecule, those electron clouds carry negative charges. And what do negative charges do?
They repel each other.
Right. They want to get as far away from each other as physically possible in three-dimensional space.
Makes sense.
So if you take four balloons, tie them all together at the knot, and let them push against each other, they don't form a flat square.
No, they kind of pop out.
Exactly.
Oh,
And
yeah.
naturally pop into a 3D pyramid shape, a tetrahedron. And the specific angle between those balloons, or in this case, the chemical bonds, is exactly 109.47 degrees.
109.47 degrees. And if I recall correctly from our earlier deep dives, that is the exact internal geometry of the tetramid structure we've been discussing.
It is the exact angle.
Yeah.
And this is the whole crux of the bioresonance argument.
Wow.
Yeah. The tetramid's field operates at this precise 109.47 degree geometry. So when you introduce a tetramid acoustic or electromagnetic field to water, it acts as a geometric amplifier.
Because it matches.
Right. It literally stabilizes the hydrogen bonds because the external frequency perfectly matches the internal desire of the water molecule.
Okay, so the field is essentially giving the water the energetic blueprint it already wants to follow, like tuning a guitar, but instead we are tuning a glass of water, or rather, the water inside our own veins.
That's a great way to put it.
But does this actually change the water physically? The sources mention the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, right?
They do, yeah. Emoto is famous for demonstrating how different intentions or frequencies can change the structural reality of freezing water.
The snowflake picture.
Exactly. But these documents get into the hard biophysics of it. What's fascinating here is they note that specific vibrations, like 883 hertz, can actually cause water to form beautiful, hexagonal, crystal-like structures.
And this isn't just aesthetic, right?
Not at all.
Well.
It changes the physical properties of the fluid. The viscosity drops, the surface tension shifts, even the evaporation rate changes.
The sources use a term here that I kind of want to clarify. They call them cymatic fractal patterns. A cymatics is the visual study of sound, right?
Correct.
Like those videos where someone puts sand on a metal plate, plays a violin bow against the edge, and the sand magically organizes into a perfect mandala.
That is the perfect analogy. But instead of sand on a flat 2D plate, imagine that happening in three dimensions, inside a fluid medium.
Inside my veins.
Yes. When you apply this 109.47 degree resonance to your bodily fluids like your blood, your lymph fluid, the fluid stops acting like a chaotic, turbulent river.
Okay.
The tetramid field creates standing waves and toroidal vortexes within the fluid.
All right, you're going to have to explain toroidal vortexes. You mean it makes the blood flow like donuts?
Basically, yeah.
Why would donut-shaped blood flow be a good thing?
Think about a smoke ring. If you just blow a puff of air across a room, it dissipates almost instantly. It's chaotic. It loses energy.
Right.
But if you blow a smoke ring, which is a toroidal vortex, it glides across the entire room perfectly intact.
Oh, because of the shape.
Exactly. The geometry of the donut shape allows the medium to fold in on itself, maintaining its energy and momentum with almost zero friction.
Oh, wow. So if my blood is flowing in microscopic smoke ring shapes rather than just like crashing against the walls of my arteries, it's massively more efficient.
Vastly more efficient. The sources describe this state as the fluids becoming quantum resonant carriers.
That sounds intense.
It is. This cymatic structuring promotes incredible microscopic circulation. It improves how nutrients are distributed to your cells and how metabolic waste is carried away simply because the fluid dynamics have been geometrically optimized.
That is a staggering way to rethink human biology. So if we've established this wild idea that a 109-degree geometric field can structure the water in our veins, while water is still just the medium,
right?
It's the ocean. What about the things swimming in that ocean, our cells?
And those cells are completely dependent on their environment to communicate. The sources detail how living cells actually emit ultra-weak light called biophotons.
Hold on, light. Are you telling me that if I turn off the lights, my liver is faintly glowing in the dark?
Faintly, yes.
That's crazy.
It sounds like science fiction, I know. But biophoton emission is an established area of biophysics. Your DNA literally emits and absorbs photons. It's a highly complex optical communication network happening inside your bodily fluids.
So my cells are flashing light at each other to talk?
Essentially, yes. But normally, especially under stress or illness, that light is scattered. It's chaotic biological noise.
Okay.
The documents claim that when you introduce the tetramid field and structure of the water, this field turns those scattered biophoton emissions into highly coherent light fibers.
Give me a visual for that. What does that mean?
Think about the difference between a bare light bulb illuminating a room and a laser beam cutting through the dark.
Oh, I see.
The bare bulb is scattered light. The laser is coherent light. The tetramid field acts like a lens, turning the chaotic light of your cells into synchronized laser-like communication. It drastically improves the speed and clarity of the signals your cells are sending each other.
If the cells are communicating with that kind of clarity, what does that actually do for you physically?
The cascading effects are profound. Mm. First, your nervous system can be reset. Your brain waves are coaxed into coherent, synchronized states. And the immune system, which often suffers from inflammatory chaos, which is really just cells miscommunicating, overreacting, and attacking healthy tissue, is calmed down. When the cells know exactly what's going on, biological stress hormones like cortisol begin to plummet.
That makes perfect logical sense. If the system isn't constantly misinterpreting signals and fighting itself, it can finally relax and repair.
Exactly.
But this brings me to the part of the source material that absolutely blew my mind. We touched on it at the very beginning. The mechanics of the human heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
The heart is a biological generator.
Yes. Let's tear down the pump myth. How do these documents describe the heart, if not as a mechanical pump squeezing blood?
They look at the actual geometry of the organ. The tricuspid valves in your heart, the physical flaps of tissue that control blood flow, have a natural 120-degree geometry. They form a triangle.
Okay.
The text explains that when you combine that triangular geometry with the physical pulse, the heartbeat, it creates what they call a beat spin.
A beat spin. So the heart is essentially twisting the blood, not just pushing it.
Exactly. It's a phase shift. The heart doesn't squeeze blood forward in a straight line like a plunger in a syringe.
Right.
The geometry of the valves and the pulse generate a toroidal rotation. The blood spirals out of the heart. It spins into those friction-free vortexes we talked about earlier.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. If our heart is naturally designed to act as a vortex generator, creating this toroidal spin through its inherent geometry, does introducing an external tetramid field just act as a massive amplifier for our own biological engine?
You've hit on the core thesis of these documents.
Yes.
You are already a resonant geometric engine.
That's so cool.
Right. Exposing the body to an external, highly coherent interference pattern harmonizes the natural rhythms that your body is already trying to achieve. It takes a system that has been degraded by stress, bad diet, or environmental toxins.
Which creates that chaotic flow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it returns it to a synchronized symphony.
So it's not introducing a foreign drug or a synthetic chemical to force a reaction. It's simply reminding the body of its own baseline geometry.
Exactly. The body knows how to heal it. It just often loses the energetic blueprint to do so efficiently.
Okay, so if individual cells and the heart itself can be tuned this way, what does a full-scale technological application look like? We need to talk about the visionary concept detailed in the texts, the medbed, and its effect on our DNA.
Yes, the medbed.
This is a concept that floats around a lot in alternative science circles, but these documents attempt to ground it firmly in the biophysics of the tetramid.
The medbed concept described here doesn't look like a traditional hospital bed. It utilizes four arms, or antennas, positioned around the individual.
Like the four points of the tetramid.
Exactly. These four arms broadcast specific frequencies to create a perfectly symmetrical spherical toroidal field that surrounds the entire body. It's a unified field that combines acoustic waves, electromagnetic pulses, and light frequencies.
It's like a geometric cocoon of resonance. And the texts get very specific about the actual frequencies this device would broadcast. They mentioned 40 hertz.
Which is a frequency closely associated with gamma brainwaves and neuroplasticity, basically helping the brain rewire itself.
And they mentioned 528 hertz, which is often referred to in bioacoustics as a DNA repair frequency. And finally, 7.83 hertz.
The Schumann resonance.
Right, the natural electromagnetic heartbeat of the Earth itself. The cavity between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere just rings like a bell at 7.83 hertz.
Yeah, by broadcasting these specific frequencies through the forearm structure, the medbed creates an interference pattern that penetrates the body down to the deepest cellular levels.
Wow.
And that includes the microbiome, the trillions of bacteria living in your gut, and your DNA itself.
Okay, let's talk about the DNA aspect, because this is where I need to offer some relatable pushback.
Go for it.
The text says that the spiral structure of the DNA double helix is inherently resonant, and that the tetramid field stabilizes this helix, activating the body's self-healing code.
That is the claim, yeah.
But DNA is a physical molecule. It's literally a ladder twisted into a spiral. How does a magnetic or acoustic field stabilize a physical rung on a microscopic ladder?
I see what you mean.
It sounds a bit like trying to download a software update for the human body over Wi-Fi. We are chemical machines. If I have an infection or a damaged tissue, I take a pill.
Right.
The chemistry of the pill changes my internal chemistry. How does information, just a Muesli frequency, heal without chemistry?
That is the million-dollar question. And to answer it, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at what chemistry actually is.
Okay.
Chemistry is just a macroscopic expression of quantum physics. At the most fundamental atomic level, molecules don't interact because they are tiny, solid billiard balls bouncing into each other. They interact based on energetic bonds, valences, and resonances.
Okay, I'm following.
Think about resonance in the physical world. If you push a child on a swing and you time your push to the exact natural arc of the swing, the child goes higher with almost no effort from you.
Right, because you're matching the rhythm.
That's resonance. The DNA spiral has a natural resonant frequency. When the tetramid field matches it, it's providing that perfectly timed energetic push.
Ah, I see.
It reinforces the structural integrity of the molecule without needing a physical chemical glue to hold it together.
So the frequency provides the structural scaffolding, and the body's chemistry just naturally aligns to it.
Precisely. In quantum medicine, information is the carrier of healing. When you introduce a highly coherent geometric field, you are providing an uncorrupted energetic blueprint.
And the cells respond to that.
Yeah. Your cells interpret these energetic patterns as instructions. The result, systemic inflammation drops. The good bacteria in your microbiome thrive, while the chaotic, harmful bacteria are suppressed.
Ow.
Chemistry absolutely changes, but the chemistry is following the physics, not leading it.
That is a total paradigm shift. We are so used to trying to brute force healing by adding foreign chemicals rather than just providing the coherent information the body needs to fix itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because this field is fundamentally altering nervous system communication and brainwave patterns, we really have to acknowledge that this healing isn't just physical.
Right.
It directly interacts with your psychological and emotional state.
Which is a huge piece of the puzzle, healing the mind. If this field is physically synchronizing your brainwaves, it's inevitably going to affect how you feel, how you process memory, and how you handle stress.
The sources explain that this harmonization is crucial for the release of emotional trauma and deep-seated stress.
Yeah.
We often think of trauma purely as a bad memory. But biologically, trauma is a physical structural tension locked into your nervous system. It's a chaotic standing wave of energy that your body couldn't process at the time of the event.
So you're saying trauma is literally stored as disorganized energy in the body.
Exactly. By placing the body in a perfectly coherent geometric field, the brain waves synchronize. The nervous system feels safe at a cellular level, allowing it to finally process and let go of that trapped chaotic energy.
To make this easier to grasp, the sources draw some really helpful parallels to existing medical therapies.
They do, yeah.
They compare this med bed concept to ultrasound therapy, which uses targeted acoustic waves to stimulate deep tissue healing.
Right.
They compare it to PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic fields, which doctors currently use to accelerate bone regeneration. And they compare it to binaural beats, where you listen to slightly different acoustic frequencies in each ear to force your brainwaves to synchronize.
And all of those are proven existing technologies. But the key difference highlighted in the texts is that the TetraMed technology integrates all of them.
Oh, right.
The acoustic, the electromagnetic, the light into one unified holographic field. It's not just targeting a broken bone or a stressed brain in isolation. It's placing the entire mind-body system into a state of optimal resonance simultaneously.
But then the text takes a massive leap into quantum mechanics. It states that from a quantum perspective, consciousness itself is an interference field.
Yeah, this part is wild.
It literally describes the TetraMed structure as a living vessel of intention. That it can actually amplify a person's thoughts and transfer an intention like a deep desire for peace or physical regeneration directly from the mind into the physical tissue of the body.
This is where the hard biology and the metaphysics really begin to overlap.
Yeah.
If we accept that your consciousness, your thoughts and focus, generates a subtle energetic field, then the TetraMed provides a perfect symmetrical structure for that energy. It acts as an acoustic and electromagnetic amplifier for your conscious intent.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you are lying in this hypothetical EMDA bed, wrapped in this 109-degree field, does the machine do the healing?
Or does it simply turn up the volume on your own biological intentions?
Right. Are you the ultimate driver of the healing process?
The text strongly implies that you are the driver.
Mm.
Holistic healing in this framework isn't a passive process where you just lie there and let a machine erase your symptoms.
Mm.
It's a transformational process where your biology, your psychology, and quantum physics merge. The TetraMed geometry provides the perfect, coherent stage, but your consciousness directs the play. Your intention is the signal. The geometry is just the amplifier.
That is incredibly empowering. It shifts you from being a passive victim of your biology waiting for a chemical cure to being the active conductor of your own cellular symphony.
It's a beautiful synthesis. It bridges the gap between ancient holistic concepts like the power of the mind and energy healing and cutting-edge measurable bioresonance physics.
It really is. Next, take a moment to look back at the sheer scale of the journey we've taken today. We started by looking at a glass of water, realizing that the molecules within it naturally want to form tetrahedral pyramids at an exact angle of 109.47 degrees.
Which is still hard to wrap my head around.
Right. We learned that applying that specific geometric resonance restructures the fluid inside your veins into efficient, donut-shaped toroidal vortexes.
We examined the biophoton network, the flashes of light your cells use to communicate, and how geometry upgrades that system from a chaotic static to a synchronized laser grid.
And we tore down the myth of the mechanical heart, redefining it as a biological vortex generator utilizing a 120-degree beat spin.
We scaled all of that up to the visionary med bed, a technology utilizing 40 hertz, 528 hertz, and the Earth's natural 7.83 hertz pulse to act like a tuning fork for your DNA.
Reinforcing the double helix without needing a single drop of pharmaceutical chemistry.
Amazing.
And finally, we arrived at the profound realization that in a quantum universe, your consciousness is an energetic field, and geometry can amplify your intention to heal.
It completely reframes who and what you are. You are not a clumsy, meat-based chemical machine. You are a highly complex, exquisitely sensitive, resonant being.
Exactly. Understanding this gives you an entirely new lens through which to view your health, the way you process stress, and your own untapped potential to heal.
Really.
But as profound as all of this is, we are not at the end of the story.
Not even close.
If the Tetramid can alter the physical body, restructure water, and amplify the psychological mind, what happens when it interacts with the fundamental fabric of reality itself?
Oh, that's the big question.
In our upcoming fourth and final part of this deep dive, we are going to explore the ultimate frontier. We'll be diving into metaphysics, the potential for free energy capture, toroidal coils, and how the Tetramid acts as the axis mundi.
The mythological memory node that connects human consciousness to the cosmos itself.
You absolutely will not want to miss how all of these pieces finally snap together.
And to leave you with a thought to mull over until then, we've spent this time discussing how your body, your blood, your heart, and your DNA naturally seek out and thrive in this precise tetrahedral resonance.
Right.
This raises a rather urgent question. Look around you. Are the modern, wide-angled, highly artificial, box-like environments we've built for ourselves to live and work in actively detuning our biology?
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Right. The next time you feel overwhelmed, sick, or stressed, ask yourself a new question. Are you chemically unbalanced, or are you simply geometrically out of tune?